KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have a mostly cloudy sky and 72 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Our forecast for today is calling for mostly cloudy skies, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 84. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross has announced that the Department's Economic Development Administration, or EDA, is awarding $8.4 million in grant to the City of Council Bluffs to make flood control infrastructure improvements needed to protect businesses and make the region resilient to future natural disasters. The EDA grant, which will be located near a Tax Cuts and Jobs Act opportunity zone, will be matched with more than $2 million in local investment and is expected to create 95 jobs. Dana Gartsky, performing the delegated duties of the Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Economic Development, says this investment will provide improvements to the City of Council Bluffs levee system to include the addition of robust seepage and stability beams. The upgrades to the flood risk reduction system will ensure prior and future economic investments in the city will remain effective and contribute to overall economic growth in the nearby region and opportunity zone. Opportunity zones are spurring economic development in economically distressed communities nationwide. The project is funded by additional supplemental appropriations for Disaster Relief Act of 2019. Elsewhere in area news, there are now four candidates for four seats on the Cass County Ag Extension Council. The Cass County Auditor's Office reports Alice C. Williams has filed her papers for nomination. Previously, we've told you Jody Steffen from Griswold, Marcy Jo Dorsey, and Darren Petty announced their intentions to file their papers, or have filed, I should say, for one of the four open seats on the council. Candidates have until August 26th to file for the position on the general election ballot. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones yesterday issued a reminder to citizens of Atlantic that in light of the extensive damage to trees due to Monday's storms, that tree trimmers performing services in the city must be licensed, and that's to protect you by verifying the tree trimmer's proof of insurance. Citizens can call City Hall to verify if a tree trimmer has a current license before signing a contract or offering any money. Ag Secretary Mike Nigg says some of the corn that was flattened by Monday's storm will bounce back, but it's anybody's guess as to what percentage of damaged Iowa crops may be harvested. Grain bins, silos, and elevators were damaged as well, so losses extend to the 2019 crop.
Tens of millions of bushels of commercial grain storage and millions of on-farm grain storage was impacted, destroyed, or severely damaged.
Nag warns that there will be storage issues for the 2020 crop, so farmers may have to truck their corn and soybeans farther or resort to on-the-ground outdoor storage.
Certainly, there will be a lot of effort to repair whatever storage can be repaired and brought back online before fall, but it's hard to imagine that any significant amount of the storage that's been damaged will be able to be rebuilt before harvest this year.
The state climatologist says Monday's derecho passed through about a third of the state. Nag says localized crop losses in central and east central Iowa fields that were flattened by Monday's storm will be severe, but it's too soon to estimate the value of crop losses in those high damage areas. Nag says some livestock barns were damaged also, but there have not yet been reports that any hogs, cattle, or poultry were killed in the storm. The severe thunderstorms that rolled across the Midwest on Monday left a large path of damage across the state. As we mentioned, damages appear to be more significant as you move east of Pottawatomie County throughout the state. Local emergency management agencies and the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management are evaluating damages on a statewide basis to grasp the totality of the impacts to assess any potential need to request recovery assistance for private and public sectors. Pottawatomie County Emergency Management is requesting any property owners that sustained damage from Monday's storms report them to the Emergency Management website at pcema-ia.org. The information will be used to inform local officials of any significant impacts that have yet to be reported, as well as aid in the statewide impact assessment. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig on Tuesday said as cases of COVID-19 rise locally, Cass County COVID-19 Mobile Food for All Counties, or rather, continues to offer food delivery to Cass County residents in need of service during COVID-19. Those who register for the program will receive a week's worth of food delivered to their home each week. The program is designed to help area residents who may not be able to afford food while quarantining. Once registered for food, households will receive a weekly food delivery until participants notify the program they are no longer in need of assistance or grant funding runs out. The weekly service is available to people in Cass County in need of food delivery during the COVID-19 pandemic. To register for the program, visit www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass or call Cass County Public Health at 712-243-7443. Now, while the program continues, the Cass County Local Food Policy Council is recruiting volunteers to assist with food packaging and delivery. Volunteers are needed Monday from 10:30 a.m. till noon and 1:30 until 4:30 p.m. Volunteers must be able to lift grocery bags repeatedly and climb on and off a bus multiple times an hour. Volunteers must be committed to adhering to safety practices recommended by public health, including maintaining a 6-foot distance from others, wearing a mask at all times, and frequently washing hands or using hand sanitizer. For more information or to sign up to volunteer, you can contact Brigham Hoig at her email address in the same story on the news page or call 249-5870. And for additional information, you can also follow at Cass County Local Food on Facebook or contact the Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig at the number I just mentioned. Four people have been arrested on separate charges in Creston. According to Creston Police, 43-year-old Tanya Brown of Creston was arrested Tuesday at the Creston Walmart for theft in the fifth degree. She was cited and released from the scene on a summons to appear. 69-year-old Patricia Croy of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for OWI first offense. She was later released on a $1,000 bond. 57-year-old Joel Weeks of Creston was arrested Tuesday as on previously mentioned charges last hour of OWI third or subsequent offense and driving while barred. He was later released on a $7,000 bond. And 29-year-old Quentin Kimball of Creston was arrested Tuesday on a Union County warrant for enticing a minor under 16 for sexual purposes. Kimball was being held in the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.